USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce on Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The president said Tuesday that the rule is under consideration. Workers are expected to have to prove their vaccination status or submit to regular testing. The announcement coming on the same day that the CDC said it was changing its recommendation on mask wearing, asking that people in areas with high transmission of the virus once again mask up in indoor public situations, regardless of their vaccination status. And the White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. Those moves part of a 21-point plan released by the administration on Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with the asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6 riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing. He was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, but his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect us and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A House committee will hear from some of the Texas lawmakers who left the state to avoid a vote on an election reform bill. Tim Berg has more.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the universities of Oklahoma and Texas have formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deals with the Big 12, their current conference, expire in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet Thursday to discuss the request. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.